Ukraine security issue.
On May 18th, the 84th day of Ukraine's heroic fight against Russian invaders, the General Staff reported that in the past 24 hours, the Ukrainian forces had liquidated 400 Russian troops and a total of 28.3 thousand plus more than 8 thousand pieces of weaponry and equipment since the onset of the Russian invasion on February 24th. According to the report, the fiercest fighting with the highest numbers of Russian losses took place on the eastern front lines. In particular, Ukrainian artillery destroyed the command post of the Russian Black Sea Fleet Marine Brigade. The Russian army, failing to advance anywhere in the Donbas, continues to shell and bomb residential areas and civilian infrastructure facilities. On Tuesday, they dropped phosphorus bombs on a school and their missiles destroyed apartment buildings and a construction enterprise. According to Pavlo Kirilenko, head of the Donetsk Region Military Administration, 7 civilians were killed and 6 were wounded in the region in a single day. Incessant artillery shelling was also reported from the Luhansk region, where an ammonia plant was hit again. The Russian army shelled the city of Severodonetsk 15 times, causing massive civilian casualties and destructions. Villages and towns in the areas of the Sumy region bordering on Russia also remained under fire. There, artillery shells were fired from Russian territory. In the Mykolaiv region, southern Ukraine, Russian missiles hit residential areas, wounding 8 civilians. Missile strikes also caused destructions in the Odessa region and the city of Dnipro. According to British intelligence, the Russian army has serious manpower problems and has to use additional resources, including paramilitary groups and mercenaries, to overcome Ukraine's resistance. In particular, Russia has deployed Chechen fighters to the Luhansk region and the city of Mariupol. According to the Mariupol City Council, the Russian occupiers are expected to relay control of the city to Chechen mercenaries, known for atrocious crimes committed in the Kyiv region. As of Tuesday, nearly 100,000 people, or a quarter of Mariupol's pre-war population, remained trapped in the city as the occupiers continued to block all the exits to the Kyiv-controlled territory. There is no water supply and the sewage system was destroyed weeks ago, so the unfortunate residents are facing a real threat of epidemics for which there are no medicines. The evacuation of Ukrainian soldiers from the Azovstal steelworks in Mariupol, secured by the most influential international mediators, continues. As of Wednesday, according to the Defense Ministry, more than 250 wounded Ukrainian soldiers had been transported from the steelworks to hospitals on Russia-controlled territory. Kyiv has pledged maximum effort for returning them through prisoner exchanges. Hlib Stryshkoy, Ukrainian Marine, was wounded in action while defending Mariupol on April 10th and was captured. He spent 2 months in captivity until he was exchanged for Russian prisoners of war. He has undergone 3 surgeries and is now learning to sit, stand and walk again. And he is determined to fight again. There is a lot of steel and titanium in me, so I am even harder to break now, Stryshko said.
Вистрілив танк, знаєте, ну це такий спалах, і потім в голові такі думки, ого, це така буде.
A tank fired and there was a flash. Then I thought to myself, so this is how I am going to die. I thought I was falling down from the second floor for 2 hours, but in fact it took 10 seconds or less. I fell down and found myself under the rubble. Then I heard a call on the radio and said, I'm alive, I'm okay. To me, the motto of the Marines, always committed, is not just words. My principle is every day at 0 hours, total reset. So I must work more and more every new day, said Hlib Stryshko. The Mariupol City Council reported on Telegram on Wednesday that the Russians plan to demolish the steelworks in order to erase any reminder of its heroic defense. The situation in the cities and villages occupied by Russians is critical. They destroy and loot apartment buildings and private houses, schools and kindergartens, outpatient clinics and museums. Thousands of cars have been stranded for more than 4 days on the roads leading out of the Kherson region. Families with children that try to flee have run out of water and food, but Russian soldiers don't let them pass their roadblocks. The people are in danger as long as fighting continues at the front line, which is just a few miles away. court hearings commenced in Kyiv on Wednesday in the criminal case against an officer from Russia's notorious Kantemirov division. The man is charged with the murder of a civilian that took place in the Sumy region on February 28. This is the first Ukrainian court trial of the Russian military serviceman. This and other crimes against Ukrainian civilians committed by Russians are documented by Ukrainian and international investigators. Ukraine is in the limelight of the 75th Cannes Film Festival. President Volodymyr Zelensky spoke at the opening ceremony via video call. The main competition program includes two Ukrainian films. According to Marina Kudyachuk, head of the State Film Agency, the Ukrainian pavilion is open to everyone who supports Ukraine.
19-го числа в день вишиванки буде офіційне.
May 19th will be the opening day of all events at the Ukrainian pavilion. There will be discussions. On May 24th there will be a charity soiree dedicated to Ukraine, during which funds will be raised in the blind auction. And there will be two premieres of Ukrainian films in the competition program: Butterfly Vision and Vampire. This year Ukraine's representation is limited, but I'm sure that our pavilion and the events that we have prepared will draw attention to our country, said Marina Kudyachuk. She added that the program of the Cannes Film Festival also includes Mariupolis 2, a documentary by the Lithuanian director Mantas Kvedaravičius, who was killed while collecting footage on the ground.